This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 18th through 24th, 2008. Palestinians end their Cairo internal dialogue with plans to meet again in November. Meanwhile, Israeli military continue their assaults in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, making it hard for farmers to harvest their olive trees. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent actions in the West Bank, where Palestinians continue to demonstrate against the apartheid wall being built on their land. Dozens of non-violent demonstrators took to the streets of Al-Masara village south of Bethlehem to protest the construction of the Israeli apartheid wall on their lands. After the Friday prayer, demonstrators began marching to the land slated for illegal confiscation by the Israeli authorities. The Israelis want the land for further construction of the wall. Israeli troops blocked the march and prevented the Palestinians and international activists from reaching the land. A French delegation representing a number of human rights groups was among the demonstrators. Mohamed Brigie, spokesperson of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements, said that the French delegation was planning to protest construction of the wall and to help local farmers pick their olives. However, Israeli troops set up barbed wire and prevented them from going to the olive orchards. Brigia also said that the troops assaulted protesters with batons and gun butts, wounding three of them. The residents of the village of Nealin, located west of Ramallah, held their weekly march against the construction of the apartheid wall on their village's land. At least 300 people, including Palestinians, Israelis, and other internationals, participated in the protest, which was to begin after the Friday prayers. The Israeli online newspaper Ynet News reported that some Israeli peace activists participating in the demonstration threw a Molotov cocktail bottle at soldiers who were attacking the protesters. The mayor of Nealin, Ayman Nafi', who participated in the protest, said that demonstrators did not throw Molotov cocktails or stones. Refuting the Ynet story, Mayor Nafi' emphasized that the Israeli soldiers began firing tear gas on demonstrators without provocation even before the prayers were finished. The mayor also reported that Israeli soldiers obstructed the marchers and showered them with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. No casualties from either side were reported. In the nearby village of Belayin, around 200 Palestinian, Israeli, and international peace activists marched towards the confiscated land behind the apartheid fence. Protesters managed to reach the fence and remove parts of it. Local sources in Belayin told IMEMC that troops fired rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas canisters at the demonstrators, causing dozens of them to choke. Groups from Denmark, the United Kingdom, and Belgium joined Belayin villagers this week carrying Palestinian flags and signs calling for removing the wall and allowing Palestinian farmers the right to harvest their olives. Last week, Belayiners managed to remove a gate from the wall and took it into the village. This had made it easier for them to get to their land and harvest their olives. As the Palestinian National Dialogue in Cairo ends, representatives of the Fatah and Hamas parties agreed to meet later on in November. Meanwhile, Israeli President Shimon Peres reaffirmed his acceptance of the Arab Peace Initiative this week. Details with IMEMC's Rob Trivok.
The Palestinian political party agreed to meet again in Cairo next November in order to discuss the Cairo-presented memo of understanding with Egyptian mediators in detail. The Fatah party accepted the Cairo document, while Hamas voiced reservations about it, principally regarding the truce and negotiations with Israel. Hamas said that the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, cannot be regarded as the sole representative of the Palestinian people because Hamas and the Islamic Jihad group are not represented in it. Therefore, Hamas said the PLO cannot have the upper hand over negotiations or peace deals with Israel. In another development, the ruling Hamas party reiterated its position regarding a possible prisoner swap deal with Israel, adhering to previous demands it has already submitted to Egyptian mediators. On another note, Palestinian mission at the United Nations filed a complaint against attacks by armed Israeli settlers at Palestinian farmers in the West Bank. Also in Egypt, Israeli President Shimon Peres declared on Thursday that he accepts the Arab Peace Initiative of 2002, which, was endorsed by Arab states at this year's Arab States Summit. Israel's initial response to the initiative, which offered full normalization with Israel in exchange for its complete withdrawal from the West Bank, was to reject it by reoccupying the major cities of the West Bank. Peres' acceptance of the initiative came during a meeting with his Egyptian counterpart, Hosni Mubarak, in the Egyptian Red Sea resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. For IMEMC, this is Rob Trevick.
This week, Israeli forces killed one Palestinian and wounded 16, including 3 children. 13 others were wounded during nonviolent actions. This and more with IMEMC's Catherine Miol in the West Bank.
According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights weekly report, Israeli military forces conducted at least 15 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli forces abducted 12 Palestinian civilians, including one child. Israeli forces positioned at checkpoints in the West Bank abducted 2 other Palestinian children. Palestinian Center for Human Rights reports the number of Palestinian civilians abducted by the Israeli forces in the West Bank since January 2008 stands today at 2,074. Israeli forces invaded Kfor Malek village east of Ramallah and opened fire on 2 Palestinian civilians standing on the top of an old house. Both civilians were wounded. One was able to escape, but Israeli forces surrounded the other and who subsequently bled to death. Also this week, Israeli forces wounded 2 Palestinian civilians, including a child, in 2 separate incidents in Al-Fara refugee camp south of Tubas and Ithna village south of Hebron. Their wounds were described as moderate. This week, at least 47 out of 72 main roads leading in and out of 18 Palestinian communities of the West Bank were either closed or else fully controlled by the Israeli forces. Ongoing, there are approximately 500 kilometers of restricted roads across the West Bank. Additionally, one-third of the West Bank, including occupied East Jerusalem, was inaccessible to Palestinians without a permit issued by the Israeli forces. To date, such permits are extremely difficult to obtain. On Thursday, a Palestinian resident of the occupied West Bank city of Bethlehem was reportedly killed after he allegedly killed an Israeli settler and wounded a policeman in Gilo, an Israeli settlement in the Bethlehem district. The Palestinian was identified as Mohammed Abadan, aged 20, from the village of Tekua near Bethlehem. Palestinian security forces did not confirm Abadan's death. Meanwhile, a large Israeli military force rolled into the village and surrounded Abadan's home, forcing the family out, threatening that the house would be demolished. Following clashes with some stone-throwing youth in the village, Israeli troops pulled out, taking prisoner both Abadan's sister, Maisa, and his neighbor, Mohammed Ashar. An Israeli eyewitness told the Israeli TV that he caught Abadan alive after he was lightly wounded by the policeman gunfire. Meanwhile, attacks by armed Israeli settlers continued against Palestinian farmers in different parts of the West Bank, hampering olive harvest by local farmers. Palestinian lawmaker from Jerusalem, Hatem Abdel Kader, warned of an upcoming period in which we might witness a Palestinian uprising against the settlers. In the meantime, the Israeli military establishment allowed the deployment of 500 security personnel in the West Bank city of Hebron. For IMEMC.org, this is Catherine Miel.
The Israeli blockade on Gaza continues, entering its 16th month, and the Hamas fighter escapes an assassination attempt. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza has the details.
Despite a ceasefire deal, Israeli troops conducted an incursion into the northern parts of the Gaza Strip this week, and the Israeli military continued harassing local farmers near the borderlines with Gaza. In the central Gaza Strip town of Deir el-Balah, a Palestinian fighter of the group of Islamic Jihad was pronounced dead. According to the group, the fighter was killed during a resistance mission in the area. Meanwhile, the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the ruling Hamas party, said one of its fighters escaped an assassination attempt this week in southern Gaza. A spokesperson of the brigade said an explosive device was found in front of the fighter's house. In the meantime, the Egyptian authorities reopened the Rafah crossing terminal this week in southern Gaza to allow some stranded patients and the travelers at the Egyptian side of the border to return to Gaza. Claiming a homemade shell was fired onto nearby Israeli areas, the Israeli military closed all Gaza's crossings this week as the ceasefire agreement between Israel and the Palestinian resistance factions enters its fourth month. A Hamas spokesperson and lawmaker, Moshir al-Masri, said that his group will reconsider the truce deal in a couple of months, stating Israel cannot excuse strangulation of the Gaza Strip. In a related news, lawmaker and the chairman of the Popular Committee for Breaking the Israeli Blockade on Gaza, Jamal al-Khudari, declared this week that one more free Gaza boat will arrive in Gaza later this month. On August 23, a free Gaza boat broke the Israeli siege on Gaza. As Israel has prevented the erection of a Gaza seaport, this was the first time in 4 decades a vessel of foreign nationals has docked in Gaza. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mirari in Gaza.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check our website www.imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and George Shmawi. Goodbye.